And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Going to take another track from John Shane's most recent CD of covers called Reupholstered. Here's Social Disease on Out of the Woods.
My bulldog is barking in the backyard. Enough to raise a dead man from his grave. And I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. Disturbance gonna crucify my day. And the days, they get longer and longer. And the nighttime is a time of little you. For I just get ugly and older. I get juice on my tunes and just hang loose. And I get bought for breakfast in the morning. I get bombed for dinner time and tea. I dress in rags, smell a lot, have a real good time. I'm a genuine example of a social disease. Oh, my landlady lives in a caravan. Well, that is when she isn't in my arms. And it seems I pay the rent in human kindness. But my liquor also helps to grease her palms. And the ladies, they are all getting wrinkled. And they're falling apart at the seams. Well, I just get high on tequila and see visions of vineyards in my dreams. And I get bombed for breakfast in the morning, bombed for dinner time and tea. Dress in rags, smell a lot, have a real good time. I'm a genuine example of a social disease.
Disease. cottonwoods, head west along that cottonwood creek. Steaming bow beyond the rise shines a polished brass antique. Roll on, roll on, cross the lake so wide. Bessie Brady, silver run to the Cerro Gordo side. Standing still in the lake is up and dry. Then the water goes to somewhere else. Everything around here died. Roll on, cross the lake so wide. Bessie Brady, silver run to the Cerro Gordo side. Roll on, cross the lake she goes. See Brady silver lies in a place where no one knows. The burned and sank in Owens Lake, and the Bessie Brady he won't reveal. Silver somewhere buried there neath the desert steamer's wheel. Roll on, cross the lake so wide. Bessie Brady, silver run to the Cerro Gordo side. Roll on, across the lake she goes. Bessie Brady, silver lies in a place where no one knows. Cross the lake so wide. Bessie Brady, silver run to the Cerro Gordo side. Roll on, cross the lake she goes. Bessie Brady, silver lies in a place where no one knows.
gonna get a fight. What led to this trouble? It's like the devil at your door. What led to this trouble? It's like the devil at your door. No matter how you cut it, you know the other gonna want more. No matter how you cut it, you know the other gonna want more.
Let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more. I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drop right on, let the waves sweep along. I got them deep river blues. Good old pal, she looks like a waterfowl. When I got them deep river blues, ain't no one to cry for me. The fish all go out on a spree. I got them deep river blues. My old boat, I'm gonna sail if she'll float. 'Cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. Things are better there, I'm told. I got them deep river blues. I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along. I got them deep river blues. Well, I got them deep river blues. Oh, I got them deep river blues. Well, I got them deep river blues. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brooks Williams there for you from his most recent one, live CD, the Shreveport Sessions and the old Deep River Blues. Also brand new, we've been playing a whole lot of this one, Ain't In No Hurry, the new CD from Jorma Kaukonen. And Where There's Two, There's Trouble, a tune written by Michael Falzarano, who you might remember as a longtime member of Hot Tuna during the late 80s and all through the 90s and into the early 2000s. John Malcolm Penn in there as well. From his Driftin' River CD, we heard Bessie Brady and started you off John Shane from his CD of cover tunes called Reupholstered, and one written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin called Social Disease. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Let's see, what are we going to do now? We're going to do another set of music in memory of the late Dixie Hall, the wife of Tom T, who passed away a few weeks back, and I'm going to play one of the only tracks on the compilation I Love Tom T. Hall's Songs of Fox Hollow that was written by Dixie. There's one that they co-wrote on here, but she wrote this one. It's called Old Lonesome George the Basset. And the guy singing this one for you, Tommy Cash. Yes, the youngest brother of the late Johnny Cash. And the band backing him up on this is Lloyd Green, legendary pedal steel player, along with Jen Gunderman, Mike Bubb. Yeah, you remember him from the Del McCurry Band back in the day, playing the bass. Mark Horn playing drums. So we'll check this one out now. Old Lonesome George the Basset on Out of the Woods.
Old Lonesome George the Basset lived in Brentwood, Tennessee. And even though he had his faults, he was a sight to see. He taught the show dog puppies to always try and please, to hold their heads and tails up and not wet the judge's knees. Old George was not a champion, but his owners loved him so. They'd drive the car to dog shows, old George would get to go. But when he'd get out in the ring, he never could win first. Several judges shook their heads and said he was the worst. Then one day the kennel keeper got an urgent call from the local TV to Mr. Tom T. Hall. They said Johnny Cash is putting on a show tonight. He says he needs a basset. You've got one, ain't that right? Lonesome George went to the show and he did everything. He barked and growled and jumped around and made the rafters ring. He left the people cheering for another curtain call. And so old Lonesome George became a show dog after all.
Just wait. instead of losing you all over again.
I'm tired of losing you. It just goes on and on.
I dream you're here with me.
When I wake up, you're gone. All over again. I'm tired of losing you. All over again.
When you're telling a story, you have to make sure everybody knows what you're talking about.
If you don't watch, between me and you, I hate to say this, but that record's real solid right there with that rhythm stuff, ain't it?
Hey, we can pick.
Huh?
We can pick pretty good.
Yeah.
You're a professional, but I can pick with you. And you're going to go...
Yeah.
And get it done. And then do your talking. And then do your talking. And then I'll do the same. You rolling? We're rolling.
You know, one day me and Tom T. Hall and Miss Dixie was sitting around my home. Tom T. decided he'd start writing a story about me. And all three of us sit there and this is what we wrote. And Tom T.'s gonna sing it for you.
In 1927, with the hard times on the land, he was born in Sneedville, Tennessee. In his heart there was song, and it didn't take him long to figure what he wanted to be. His stepfather said, you can sing in the church and sing at the funerals too, but don't sing them songs of the people gone wrong, and don't sing the heart-drinking blues. His life story ain't no different than our own. We've got to learn to be all we can be. Now listen up real close and you'll hear the songs he wrote.
You'll live.
Sold his possum hides for a quarter or more to buy strings for his old guitar. Strings cost a dime, he bought them one at a time. He hoped they would make him a star. Got a job slinging paint in the city a while. He sung all the time while he worked. They fired him one day for his singing, they'd say. They never knew how much it hurt. His life story ain't no different than our own. We've got to learn to be all we can be. Well, listen up real close and you'll hear the songs he wrote.
You're late.
So he took his guitar down to Nashville one night, walked up to Mr. Monroe. He said, I'm the man who can work in your band. And matched him right there, note for note. Well, he stayed there for a while, then went out on his own. They said, Jimmy, you'll starve to death. He said, wait and see, and the rest is history. He proved he was one of the best. His life story ain't no different than our own. We've got to learn to be all we can be. Now listen up real close, and you'll hear the words he wrote.
Good night.
Well, people ask him why he's not on the Opry show. Ain't good enough is what he'll laugh and say. But the song that he's sung and the work that he's done, it's in the book, they can't take that away. His life story ain't no different than our own. We've got to learn to be all we can be. Hey, listen up real close and you'll hear the songs he wrote.
Was that better?
I think we're both in the mic better.
Yeah. Was that better?
It sounded better through those headphones.
Huh?
It sounded real good.
Good. They say it's better. Gets any better,
which
can't stand it.
All right. Tom T. Hall, along with the late, great Jimmy Martin, another one of my favorites, of course. And all three share songwriting credits for that one, Dixie, Tom T., and Jimmy Martin. Jimmy Martin's life story there. And, of course, Jimmy was the second vocal in the the yodeling and all that good stuff there. And that's from the CD Tom T. Hall Sings Miss Dixie and Tom T. And like I mentioned many times during the show, we lost Dixie Hall a few weeks back, so we're remembering her today on the show. Yeah, Jimmy Martin, another one of the greats we lost a few years back. And much like Dixie, she always used to send me these things with all these great tracks and all these little little gifts in the packages, like guitar picks and flower seeds and stuff. And she'd always autograph and sign it and personalize it to all the DJs out there. Jimmy Martin's wife, Marianne, used to do a very similar thing. We had a good correspondence going back in the day when Jimmy was still with us. But all in the family there. Good stuff. We heard from the Daughters of Bluegrass, which was Dixie's big thing. She got together with a whole bunch of fabulous female bluegrass artists called Pickin' Like a Girl. I think it was three or four CDs. And the one we heard there was Pretty Girls. Feller and Hill in there from their most recent one. Here comes Feller and Hill again, one that Dixie wrote called Tired of Losing You. And yes, that was Rhonda Vincent helping out on the vocals there. Tommy Cash started off this set there, the youngest brother of Johnny, doing Dixie Hall's Old Lonesome George the Bassett, and that's from the compilation I Love, Tom T. Hall's Songs of Fox Hollow, and she'll be greatly missed. One of the great songwriters of our time, definitely, Dixie Hall. All right, folks. I wanted to mention real quick and say thank you to all those folks tuned in out there all over the country and all over the world. We've got folks tuned in to WSCS in New London, New Hampshire, WYAP down there in Clay, West Virginia, Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio, KONR out North Radio up there in Anchorage, Alaska, KXCR in Florence, Oregon, KGIG in Modesto, California, and all of our online friends out there, the Global Voice, Radio for All, theglobalvoice.info, Boston Free Radio at bostonfreeradio.com. We've got aircheck.us, which is a podcast channel out there. You can check out a lot of great shows there. Shout Radio, which they're at shoutradio.org.uk. Kind of an unusual address there. And we also have Sword Radio, swordradio.co.uk, Bumps Radio, bumps-radio.co.uk, and Homelands Radio at homelandsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And if you want to get in touch, this is a pre-recorded show, but I'd love to hear from you. outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. All right, we're going to get back into a bit of a singer-songwriter Americana set here and kick things off with Nathan Bell as soon as we take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.